There's a passage in the canon where the Buddha tells a monk to reflect on the fact he's living in the forest, there are all kinds of dangers in the forest, aging, illness, and death can come at any time. So he should focus on his practice to find the happiness inside that is not touched by aging, illness, and death. So when aging comes, death comes, separation comes, you'll still be able to live in peace. This is the kind of refuge that the Buddha offers. We look in this world, and it's a world of losing. We gain things and they get taken away from us. It's only in the mind that you can find something you gain that doesn't get taken away. So this is where we focus our efforts, inside. Even when we do the external practices of generosity and virtue, the emphasis is on the mind, what qualities of mind you're developing. When you give a gift, you're developing a sense of inner worth and inner wealth that you have more than enough to share. Even in difficult times, the Buddha says, it's always good, wise to give a gift. Maintain the sense that your happiness is not totally dependent on things that can be taken away, that you can find a greater happiness giving them away yourself, lifting the level of your mind. The same with virtue. You're tempted to break the precepts, but you realize, no, that would be beneath you. You're lifting the quality of your mind, developing a sense of honor, what the Buddha calls healthy shame. Shame has a bad rap in the West. We usually think of shame as being the opposite of pride. But there's a shame that's the opposite of shamelessness, where you don't care what other people think. And that second kind of shame is the shame the Buddha's talking about as a treasure, as a refuge. You think about good people of the world, and you would be ashamed to do things that would look bad in their eyes. That gives you a sense of your own honor. And of course, when we meditate, we're focusing directly on the mind. Trying to be mindful, i.e. keep in mind that there are duties we have to do here to train the mind. And then you're alert to see what you're actually doing. And you make your best effort to carry through those duties. You realize that any place where you're not up to par, you try to raise your level of practice. A while back I saw the name of a Dharma talk called Lower Your Standards. I didn't even want to look at a talk, listen to it. This is the opposite of what the Buddha would say. The Buddha says, as long as you keep raising your standards, you aim higher and higher, you're not going to hit any higher than you aim. So keep your attitude toward your own mind that you don't want to give in to anything that's going to be unskillful. You want to train yourself in what is skillful as best you can. That way you keep lifting the level of your mind. So with all these practices, you lift your mind to a point where the mind is above the dangers of the world. Because with the world, what do you have? You have gain, then you have loss. There's status, loss of status, praise, criticism, pleasure, pain. These things spin around. And they don't spin around innocently. They're like gears in a machine. If your sleeve or any part of your clothing gets caught in them, you get pulled in. They can smash you. So lift your mind above those things. You found a better way of finding happiness through the practice of generosity, virtue, meditation. That way you find something inside that's really secure. The mind stays still as the world spins around. And that way you can stay safe.